Chris, an exciting winter for you and hopefully an exciting summer to follow.
Yeah, it's been a busy winter. Bangladesh, India, back home, back to India, out to the Caribbean. So yeah, it's been a really busy winter, but a good one. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Some good experiences, played some good cricket along the way, and the summer's poses a different challenge, but really looking forward to it.
And you've come on in leaps and bounds. You must feel that yourself, mustn't you, in the last 12 months?
Yeah, see, I think in the last 12 months, I think the fact that I've, got myself into the Indian team and managed to become, one of those players that play a little bit more and get more of a run and almost establish myself in that side has helped. That breeds confidence, doesn't it, when you're constantly being picked in the 11. So, that's helped. And, I definitely feel like my game's improved. I still feel like there's areas which need improvement, but, hopefully they're not too far away.
Where would you like to improve then, as you...
Yeah, well, I mean, in white ball cricket, I feel like that's come on leaps and bounds in the last 18 months, but there's still areas of my bowling. When it comes to death bowling, I would like to be able to execute a little bit more than I do. I know it's a very difficult skill, and batsmen are getting better and better, which is a bit of a problem, but bowlers still need to catch up, and that's certainly one of the areas which I'm looking to improve in.
And a new regime, of course, with England, with Joe Root now taking over as captain. So interesting times.
Yeah, it is. I think Rooty will be a good leader. I think he's obviously a great player, and he's showed that over his international career so far. And I'm sure he'll be one of England's best ever players that have ever played. And hopefully he can be a great captain as well. I've no doubts that he will be. I'm sure he'll be a very good leader, and he'll bounce off very well with Ben Stokes as vice captain as well. So yeah, it's exciting times, and I'm sure he's really excited about it. But hopefully I can be a huge part of that side going forward.
Which restricts your appearances for Warwickshire, but that's part and parcel of modern cricket, unfortunately, these days. Isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I think with more cricket being played internationally, the schedule's pretty chaos, and I think Ian Bell and Jonathan Trott did it for a long time. Don't get to play for Warwickshire as much as you'd probably like, but at the same time, you don't play international cricket forever, and hopefully there'll be times when you come back and still perform well for the county and still lift trophies, hopefully.
And an interesting dynamic here, of course, with Ashley Giles coming back and Jim Troughton as the head coach, Ashley as the overall sporting director now.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a different setup, I suppose. We've always had, or particularly over the last since I've been here, is a director of cricket who basically does everything, overlooks it all, and also is your head coach. Whereas, with Ash sitting at the top and then Jim just below him, I suppose it poses a little bit of a different challenge. But it's something which everyone at the club's really excited about. I know Ash is really excited to be back. I know Jim's really excited about the challenge that he has in front of him as head coach. He's obviously got great respect from the guys in the dressing room, as he was captain not that long ago anyway. So it's exciting times, and I know everyone's really excited about the challenge and the summer ahead.
And what would you rate as a successful summer? What do you hope to achieve in the next few months?
Well, I mean, from a county's point of view, from Warwickshire's point of view, I think whenever you don't win a trophy at a club this size, you're expected to win trophies. So last year we managed to win the one day competition, which was really, really pleasing. So we'll be looking to defend that. I think we'll be looking to go better in the championship. Tough division this year with only 8 teams and 2 going down. So that will be tough cricket against some good sides. So we'll expect ourselves to go better in that than we did last year. So yeah, I think winning a trophy here at the club, is important. But from a personal point of view, to going out to the IPL is going to be a great experience. Hopefully can go well there, putting some good performances. And then cut back, and we've got a really important summer for England. So Champions Trophy and home turf is going to be a great experience. So fingers crossed we can lift that in front of our own fans.